U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services, HHS, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced in a cabinet meeting on Thursday that the government has launched a massive testing and research effort to determine what causes autism. He said the effort involves hundreds of scientists globally and will be completed by September. Once the environmental causes of autism are identified, we'll be able to eliminate those exposures, he said. At the meeting, President Donald Trump responded, "There will be no bigger news conference than that." He added, "If you can come up with that answer where you stop taking something, you stop eating something, or maybe it's a shot. But something's causing it." Reporting on the announcement in the mainstream media framed Kennedy as a longtime vaccine critic who has put forward the discredited and debunked theory that there is a link between vaccines and autism. In a conversation with Fox's Martha McCallum, who said studies have shown there is no connection between vaccines and autism, Kennedy responded, "The studies that they did were very, very narrow. They did about 17 studies and the Institute of Medicine, which is part of the National Academies of Sciences, said that 14 of those studies are invalid. And the biggest weakness of those studies is that they never studied vaccinated versus unvaccinated, which is the only way that you can really make this determination. But more importantly, none of the vaccines that are given to children within the first 6 months of life were ever studied." Kennedy said the autism study, coordinated through the National Institutes of Health, NIH, is not focused exclusively on vaccines. "Everything is on the table, our food system, our water, our air, we will find out what's triggering this epidemic. We know it is an environmental toxin that is causing this cataclysm. Through research at NIH, we will find an answer to this question." He also said that epidemics are not caused by genes, and that although there may be a genetic vulnerability, there also must be an environmental toxin. In a post on X later that day, Kennedy reiterated that thanks to Trump's Make America Healthy Again Commission, we'll soon identify the root causes of the autism epidemic. Since it was announced last month that the public health agencies were planning a large study into potential connections between vaccines and autism, mainstream media have repeated claims that the idea has been debunked and sought to discredit people investigating the link. Last month, The Washington Post, citing anonymous sources, reported that HHS had tapped researcher David Geyer, an expert on the connections between toxic exposures and autism, to lead a study of possible links between vaccines and autism. The Post and other media outlets used the opportunity to attack Geyer and the need for such a study. This week, the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, also published a hit piece on Geyer, saying experts were alarmed by his appointment to work on the study. Commenting on the JAMA piece, epidemiologist Nick Holscher wrote on Substack, "The so-called alarm is really panic from institutions that fear what a real, independent investigation might uncover. For the first time, the vaccine safety narrative isn't being fully controlled by big pharma and vaccine ideologues. They are nervous that their false religion of vaccine ideology is set to crumble. Mary Holland, study is long overdue." Kennedy's announcement comes during Autism Awareness Month. Rates of autism in the U.S. have been rising for decades. Approximately 1 in 36 children were diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, ASD, in 2020, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. Autism prevalence in the 1990s, which was 1 in 1,000 children, already represented a tenfold increase over the condition's estimated prevalence in the 1970s. Since the CDC started collecting the data, prevalence estimates have skyrocketed from 1 in 150 in 2000 to 1 in 36 children in 2023. Kennedy said the CDC will release its latest report next week, and the numbers will be even higher, 1 in 31 children, with some communities hit even harder. The CDC's Autism and Developmental Disabilities Monitoring Network releases a report on autism prevalence every 2 years. The network tracks autism rates among a sample of hundreds of thousands of 8-year-old and 4-year-old children across the country. Prevalence estimates are based on rates among the older cohort, who are more likely to have received a diagnosis because they are older. Children's Health Defense CEO Mary Holland celebrated the news about the search for autism's cause. "Given the alarmingly high and increasing rates of autism," she said, "the study has been a long time coming. It is long overdue to hear the president and cabinet addressing the autism epidemic," she said. "With the autism rate in 8-year-olds near 1 in 31, the rate among younger children must be higher still. This true epidemic threatens the future of the United States." Holland said it was notable that Trump said openly that vaccines could be causing autism. We welcome the president's open-mindedness and resolve to get to the bottom of autism causation in the next months. Reporting on yesterday's news, most mainstream media outlets, including Newsweek and USA Today, implied there is no autism epidemic and the only reason for increasing autism rates is better diagnosis. CNN similarly reported that increasing rates are due to better diagnosis. The outlet conceded that autism is likely caused by genetic and environmental factors, which haven't been fully determined. CNN said the only thing definitively known about autism is that it isn't caused by vaccines. Research by autism experts, including authors on the CDC's autism report, have found claims that better diagnosis alone accounts for the skyrocketing rates are wrong. The rates of children with severe autism are increasing, and rates among minority children are growing disproportionately. It seems reasonable to ask that public health officials stop downplaying the ongoing increase in USASD prevalence and start taking their own data seriously, Cynthia Navisan, PhD, has written about these claims. The ongoing study announced by Kennedy appears geared toward providing the answers these researchers have been looking for,